像以这样轻轻柔柔的纯音乐开场，听到这样的旋律，其实呢最开始是因为 Done With Your Love 这首歌曲，前奏给了我一种似曾相识的感觉，搜索不到歌曲背后的故事，却找到了好几个版本的演绎，并不是说不同的翻唱哈，而是说这首曲调呢会有不同的风格。比如说坂本龙一的这首轻音乐就给了我一种略带忧伤的感觉，而音乐家马克西姆的版本呢就延续了他一贯激烈的曲风。那今天呢要为大家推荐的是我听到的第一个版本 Down With Your Love。 用心挑选好音乐，我是 Candice 卡纳斯，欢迎收听这一期的哥哥听歌学英语。这首歌曲的前奏来源于曲调 Merry Christmas Mr. Lawrence， 用心来聆听，你会收获惊喜的。
Girl, I double dare you to keep it all the way 100 with me. If I'm your man, not gonna lie, I'm scared too.I know you got something to tell me, cause you're fucking up your speech. So baby, tell me where you were. I'm sick and tired, I know you saw me calling. I think I should have been over for a while now. Feel so confused when you say that you don't need me. It's only you that's making you wanna leave me.Where is this trust? I lost it when you let him fuck. Yeah, you did, yep. Say, girl, I lost it, lost it. How could you give it up?
I'm not going down with you.
not going down, down, down with your love. 我不会就此沉沦在你的爱中。听到中间，当女生出场的时候，着实是被惊艳了一把。单曲循环着，我已经沉沦在了这支曲调中，无法自拔。这里依然是可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Kenneth 凯纳斯，新浪微博是 DJ Kenneth 婕妤。下面的时间，让我们来了解一下歌词大意。I know you got something to tell me, cause you're fucking up your speech. 你胡言乱语，我知道你好像要对我说些什么。这里有一个短语是 fuck up。在前几期的节目中，我想我已经介绍过这个短语，在美国的口语中呢，这是一个不太文明的用语，意思是搞坏、闯祸。比如说 I completely fucked up my exams， 这次考试我完全考砸了。我们来听另外一个例句， We had great hopes of our team but they fucked up again today。我们对我们队曾抱以非常大的希望，但是他们今天又输球了。We had great hopes of our team, but they fucked up again today. 现在我们再来回顾一下歌词。I know you got something to tell me. 我知道你要对我说些什么。为什么呢？ Cause you're fucking up your speech. 你在破坏着自己的语言，其实就是说你在胡言乱语。I think our shit has been over for a while now. 我觉得呢，我们到现在已经告一段落了。好了，这句歌词中间又出现了一个不太文明的词，是 shit, S-H-I-T， 一般表示大便。那用在口语中间呢，它可以直接做一个感叹词来使用。比如说 shit, I've missed the train.我没赶上火车，同时呢还要加了一句骂人的话，大家就自行脑补好了。Don't give me your shit。这个例句中的 shit 有胡说的意思，意思是别跟我胡扯。Don't give me your shit。That little shit stole my money。这个例句中的 shit 指的是可比的人，那个小混蛋把我的钱给偷走了。That little shit stole my money。接下来我们来了解一个短语 shit on someone， 这是一个动词短语，意思是告发某人。 If I shit on my criminal friends, they'll turn against me and could be violent. 如果我去告发我的罪犯朋友 criminal friends， 他们会反过来报复我 turn against me， 还可能使用暴力 could be violent。If I shit on my criminal friends, they'll turn against me and could be violent. OK, 下面讲到的这个短语是 for a while, 暂时一会儿。While, W-H-I-L-E, 在这里就是指时间的一点点。For a while, 暂时一会儿。He had to lie down for a while to rest his legs. 他得躺下一会儿让双腿休息一下。He had to lie down for a while to rest his legs.Now that I am free, I can enjoy music for a while. 既然有空的话，我可以享受一下音乐。Now that, 既然。Now that I am free, I can enjoy music for a while. 既然现在有空的话，我可以享受一下音乐。Girl, I double dare you to keep it all the way 100 with me. If I'm your man, not gonna lie, I'm scared to. I know you got something to tell me, cause you're fucking up your speed.I'm not going down with your love. 我不会沉沦于你的爱。 I gave it my all, but it's never enough. 我倾其所有，却永远得不到你的心。 Go down with. 了解一下它一般的意思，表示被接受、被相信、得到赞同。举个例子， This explanation won't go down with me. 这个解释我无法接受。 This explanation won't go down with me.His youngest boy has gone down with chickenpox. Chickenpox 指的是水痘 Chickenpox。 那这个例句中的 go down with 是什么意思呢？大家来猜一下。他的小儿子染上了水痘。 His youngest boy has gone down with chickenpox。 这里的 go down with 其实是患病的意思。 His youngest boy has gone down with chickenpox。 他的小儿子染上了水痘。Turned an eye so blind, you stood there while I dug myself a grave. 你站在那里，我当作没看见，我在自掘坟墓。Turn a blind eye 是一个固定短语，表示对什么事情视而不见。To ignore something and pretend you do not see it. To choose to ignore behavior that you know is wrong. 我们来听一个例句。Bob turned a blind eye to the no fishing sign.鲍勃假装没有看见严禁钓鱼的旗帜。Bob turned a blind eye to the no fishing sign. The manager turned a blind eye when his staff were late. 职员迟到的时候，这个经理装作是没看见。The manager turned a blind eye when his staff were late. 歌词中这个短语做了一点点的改变。Turned an eye so blind, you stood there. 你站在那里，我当作是没看见。我是在自掘坟墓 I dug myself a grave 这里我们要了解到两个单词第一个是挖掘 dig D-I-G 引申的时候可以表示探究那歌词中用到的是它的过去式 dug D-U-G Let us now dig a little deeper into this theory 现在我们再深入的探究一下这一个 theory 这个理论 Let us now dig a little deeper into this theory 好了我们要了解的下一个单词是 grave Grave G-R-A-V-E 在歌词中表示坟墓 Dig one's own grave 意思就是自取灭亡自掘坟墓You are just digging your own grave if you go on smoking so heavily. 你要是继续这样过度吸烟的话，那就是在自掘坟墓。You are just digging your own grave if you go on smoking so heavily. 好了 ,grave 还可以作为形容词，意思是严肃的、严重的、庄重的。His face was grave when I told him my decision. 当我告诉他我的决定时，他的脸色很 grave, 就是很严肃。Down with your love 这首歌让我印象非常的深刻同时呢也因为歌曲背后的音乐 Merry Christmas Mr. Lawrence 我有了解到一首改编版中国风广播剧叫做《纨绔》
要是放到人间你活脱脱就是一个纨绔子弟
便不是在人间我也是个纨绔子弟
其实这首歌争议还挺多的怎么看待每个人对于音乐当然都有不一样的感受欢迎继续关注可可听歌学英语在下一期的节目中间呢我将会为大家带来这个曲调其他的演绎那如果你有想对我说的话欢迎通过我的新浪微博 DJ Kenneth 婕妤来与我交流你的听歌心情今天的节目就到这里感谢收听再见
切切金山烟尘光小张狂平生不思量举杯花间邀月孤影难两双孤芳自赏到足能解肠凄清千下惨惨落寞水一方烟寒霜明月笑轩窗无情自古总有多情来相帮不羡命狂苦竹半不慌迎尘秋水佳期素手皆相囊成双
烟花沧桑不觉情暗藏问今修剪胭脂香
天地深爱凉，一曲轻舞霓裳，笑人太痴妄，惊起红梦一场，难留韶华光。鬓发天微霜，悠悠存在光阴数不成过往。安期彷徨，夜半旧衣裳，年年多情无情，情来断情长。想法不心明狂，红尘伴红花，映衬秋水佳期，素手皆香囊，诗得锦上，诗界中唱，左小醉花家，明朝把酒轻歌，一三夜彷徨，秀然真香，阑珊夜未央，点点金花切切，皆生烟尘光，风声俱浪，琴声不思量，举杯花间邀月，孤影难留霜，孤芳自赏，刀俎的且长，凄凄蒹葭苍苍，脉脉雪一方，眉眼寒霜。